Well, he's certainly gutsy. He's decided he's going to run for office. His name is Lee Thomas Miller, and he has entered the race for the District 7 House seat that's currently held by Representative Marsha Blackburn. She's held that seat for 20 years, but she's leaving that to run for the Bob Corker Senate seat. So that's leaving a vacancy. And so Lee Thomas Miller has decided bravely that he wants to run for office. Mr. Miller, thank you very much for being with me today.
Pamela, thank you for having me.
Now, I have to ask you right off the bat, is there anything in your past? Is anybody going to pop up and say, Lee Thomas Miller forced me to have sex with him in an office 30 years ago, or he groped me in a picture while I was asleep? Anything like that that we can see in your future?
Wow. You know, I used to say my life has been pretty boring as far as that kind of stuff goes. And now I'm proud to say I think we're good.
Good. Thank you,
I
Jesus.
I don't know of anything anyone can pull out from anywhere.
Hallelujah.
You know?
So,
yeah.
So we can put that in the check mark in the positive column. That's a good thing.
You can check that off. Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. And I have to ask, I mean, in considering running for office, I would think that that's something right off the bat that you think about. All right, let me check my past and make sure that the press can't, or my competitors can't, come up with something that's going to bite me here.
Well, as people started talking to us about this, and, you know, they sit down with my wife and I, and, you know, and they're kind of nervous, and they said, you know, now we have to ask, you know, don't be arrogant enough to think you can cover it up. Is there anything? And we both just laughed and said, no, we can tell you for sure we're good.
Boring.
We're pretty boring.
Boring is a good thing.
I'll take it.
Good. All right. Well, now let's get seriously. You are a songwriter. Name some of the songs that people might be familiar with, because people are getting to know, they don't know you otherwise. So this is how people are going to get to know you at this point.
Well, I've been in it a long time. I've been very blessed. I co-wrote You're Gonna Miss This for Trace Adkins and Southern Girl, Tim McGraw, In Color for Jamie Johnson,
which probably
is our most awarded. Brad Paisley's a good friend. I'm Still a Guy in the World and Perfect Storm. Brandon Heath is a good friend. I had a hit, a contemporary Christian with him called Jesus in Disguise. And, you know, so it's a good job. I'm very blessed to make a living as a songwriter.
Very cool. All right, so now I have a question for you then. As a songwriter, what made you decide that you wanted to run for office? I know a lot of your songwriting community and Music Row community and some of the wealthy artists in Williamson County want you to run, but it has to be more than just trying to get the royalty rates up for your mechanicals that they want you to go to Washington for.
Well, no, it's more complicated than that. 11 years ago, the ACLU sued our little elementary school in Wilson County. And it kind of changed the way I looked at politics and the world, because it was a gross lawsuit. And I watched in federal court the ACLU badger the kindergarten teacher because she told the children that the pilgrims prayed. And it changed my wife and I, because I said, this is dangerous. I mean, this is a sliding thing that we're losing, and we lost that court case. The ACLU won, and it changed the school district forever. A year later, they had the school district had put some things into place to quote fix the problem, and it was blatant discrimination of Christianity. And my wife and I and four other couples sued the school board, and took that to federal court, and we won. The judge ruled that they absolutely had to change their practices. But the bottom line is that it's going on all across the country, and it's an attack on your religious freedom if you're Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of began the conversation of, you know, what can people do? What's Washington, D.C. doing about protecting these sorts of things?
Mm-hmm.
And then you take my small business, which happens to be copyright, but it's still, I'm a small business guy. I'm a 1099 guy. And my business has been almost regulated into extinction because of the federal government, just big government overreach with antiquated rules. And I've been in D.C. back and forth for 5 years begging them to save my small business.
Yeah,
and,
but people don't realize if you're just a regular employee, you don't understand that people who are 1099 people pay more taxes than anybody.
And, crushing.
And for the it is crushing. And you end up having to decide, do I want to go work for somebody or do I want to work for myself? Because if you're taking all of my money in taxes, what's the point?
Well, you have years where you know it's very hard to, you're barely getting by.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do succeed, then the formula is done in such a way that it just pounds you. I mean, mm-hmm. that self-employment tax is just brutal. And now we've got insurance. So, I mean, I can have a hard personal conversation about Obamacare because, you know, we're paying anywhere from $24,000 to $30,000 a year for health insurance, and it's because of Obamacare.
So
it isn't about copyright. It's about small business. And if they can do it to my small business, they can do it to anybody.
Yeah.
If you absorb the risk to go out there and try to succeed in business, you should be allowed to succeed or fail without the federal government crushing you. And the only reason we can't change it is because the big special interests lobby, they're just more powerful than we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair. I've seen it firsthand how dreadfully unfair it is. So you add it all together. This seat became open. My phone started ringing. I have wonderful people who believe in me. They believe in my story and my voice. And they've asked me to do this. And you know what? I'm pretty fired up. And we're on the front lines getting ready to go to battle on this.
Well, and the thing is, I know people would say, well, you don't have any experience. How is anybody going to hear your voice if you don't even know how to articulate what it is you're trying to say? Well, first of all, you know, as a songwriter, you obviously can put into words what people are trying to say in 3 minutes, 4 minutes or less. That's one art that you have. But weren't you also a part of the NSAI?
I've been president of the National Songwriters Association for the past 5 years.
Yeah,
and you know what I say to that is like, you know what? I've been writing the story of the small town American person for 20 years. All I know is their story. It's how I grew up. You know, if I'm on the radio as a country music songwriter, it's because I know how to tell that story. And I don't think anybody is in Washington, D.C. telling that story. Not the real story. Because I don't see that Washington, D.C. is out in these little districts talking to the people and really seeing the impact that these bad rules and laws, oh my word, just more laws and laws and laws and laws when they can't enforce the ones we've got. They don't see the impact that's having on real people. I know the impact that's having on these people.
Well, you have an opponent that has been there and has been the voice on the state level. What's going to set you apart from him? He has some experience at this, not in Washington, but certainly in Nashville. What's going to set you apart from State Senator Mark Green?
Well, I don't know Senator Green. I can say, I think that Donald Trump told us that the country is I think we've tried politicians, and I think we're ready for regular people, regular business people, maybe to step up and have a voice in this. I don't have a record of anything that I've voted on to haunt me. All I have is the experience of life and a family, and I think that I'm not a politician. I'm not going to speak like a politician. I'm not going to go to Washington, D.C. and talk to them like a politician. So I think that my greatest asset is I am absolutely from the outside. You know, I don't owe any of those people anything. I haven't promised anybody anything. I have my own thoughts about every issue. And I hope that that's what people find refreshing about me.
Yeah. Have you sat down and spoken to Marsha Blackburn at all about this seat and any advice from her? Or, you know, is she endorsing you or anything like that?
I have spoken to Marsha several times. She was very gracious. So when she made the decision to run for the Senate seat, they called me and gave me a courtesy call because people had mentioned to them that I might be interested in doing this. So since then, I've spoken to her. I've spoken to her people. And you know, we've had pretty frank conversations about, you know, number one, how this is done, because they know that I'm new. I don't think she's going to endorse. I don't think she really should. That's kind of the story that I hear. She's certainly got her own race to worry about. And in a primary, you know, it's probably, I don't know that there's a point for her to endorse. If she does, I've known her for a long time. I would certainly like to think that she knows me, she knows my character, and she knows I'm doing it for the right reasons. And I look forward to maybe getting that endorsement. But again, I would kind of be surprised if she picked a horse.
So I would say that your biggest battle really at this point would be name recognition beyond those in the music business. So I'm assuming you're out there in Williamson County knocking on doors and shaking hands and kissing babies.
Oh, man, I am. And, you know, we have a simple theme, faith, family, and freedom. And it's just that simple. I'm not going to complicate it. It means exactly what it says. And I think every issue can tie back to that. And I'm, you know, one person at a time, one group at a time, introducing myself, showing them how my entire life points back to that theme. And you know what? We've got about 9 months here for me to get out there and spread my name out there. So I'm not worried about that. I think we've got plenty of time, and I think my story is good.
Wait, you do have a good story with the Wilson County, and that I am very impressed by that story. That, you know, and I'm impressed with sticking with your faith through all of this. That's certain. And you know, just from the other side, you know, Mark Green is also very, very strong on faith. So I think we as the voters are blessed with the thought of picking from people who are very strong in their faith. That is a good thing. If people want to know more about your story, if they want to talk to you, if they want to get to know you and your family, how would they go about doing that?
Well, we're at LeeThomasMillerForCongress.com. We have a Facebook page. You know, there's places on there to send messages. And you know what? Yeah, I love to tell that story. I mean, and I love to hear other people's story. You know, I've sat around for my entire career listening to other people's story, looking for songs to write about. So, you know what? When you get out there and you talk about what real people are going through, those are where the stories are. And that's what this is all about. This is not about Washington, D.C. This is about people going to Washington, D.C. to help the normal person who's just trying to go to church and raise kids and figure out life and pay their health insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pay their health insurance. Isn't that the truth? I don't even want to think about filing my taxes. That's coming up here in a month or so. Anyway, well, thank you very much for spending time with me today. I'm sure we're going to talk to you a lot more in the next 9 months. I wish you and your family well and good luck on this campaign. It's Lee Thomas Miller, and you can find him at LeeThomasMillerForCongress.com. Thank you, sir, for being with me today.
Thank you for the time, Pamela.
You're welcome.